Okay, all right. A little bit of a quieter crowd coming back from the break because for the first time in the history of this studio, we have a blindfolded guest player, Shane Leckler. Rachel from the Houston Zoo is with us and mystery animals from the Houston Zoo. First of all, how's it going, Rachel? Welcome
to the
show.
It's going
good. All right, now, are any of these animals dangerous? Because we don't want to get in trouble with either Shane or Bill O'Brien.
Any animal
no
with a mouth
is the answer.
But I'm an expert, so
okay,
don't
that's
worry
good.
About
All right,
it.
Let's get our first mystery animal in here for Shane. And, oh, this guy's kind of cute, I think. All right, now, Rachel, you want to guide Shane's
yes.
hand so he doesn't, like...
I'm going to grab her hand, and you're going to touch.
All right. How does that feel, Shane? Is that pretty good?
As a rabbit...
kind of
like a rodent family member, right?
It is a rodent.
In fact, I have a card here that has all the animals' names, and I have no idea what this one is, okay?
Okay,
Rachel,
cool.
Give them another hint.
They're found in South America.
Oh, sure.
Hey, he's wiggling.
They have the softest
they
fur
do. It is soft.
In the animal world.
Yes, and a coat is named after this one, too. Not that mm-hmm. this guy's going in that direction in his life. All right. So, Shane, this is a...
Chinchilla.
Chinchilla.
Oh, sweet. Can I look at it?
Yes.
You can look at the chinchilla. Shane,
oh, wow.
meet
Betsy. It looks like a rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
It does kind of look like a rabbit. And in fact, I knew a chinchilla was coming, but I didn't know that that was the chinchilla. So, there we go. All right, let's get to our next. Shane, blindfold back on.
All right, here we go.
We got a lot of animals to get through here from the Houston Zoo, which is a great, great place to go with the family
oh,
any
goodness.
Time of year. All right, now this thing's a little more elaborate.
Oh,
wow.
See?
Right.
Okay. Why is everybody laughing?
Now, Rachel, Shane's hand.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
He's eating
now,
something.
This is an animal that's named... It eats insects, and it's named that way. So it eats certain insects.
An anteater.
That is correct. All right. How
you
about
gotta,
it? Shane,
you
everybody.
Gotta see
you got it. Right.
You gotta see this guy, Shane.
Oh, God.
So this is a tamandua, so it's a small anteater. This is how big that she's going to get in the wild. Very Wait. Small.
Wait, that's it. So how big are the big anteaters?
They're yeah.
like a German Shepherd
three times
or something?
German Shepherd
oh,
size.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's slightly bigger than.
Oh, see his tongue?
What is yeah.
their
what
tongue?
You're eating. The guacamole.
Yeah, what is
she's
that?
She's eating avocado and banana, and her tongue is 16 inches long.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Gosh.
That is an interesting looking animal, no
Those
doubt.
Claws.
All right, next. Shane, blindfold back on.
Got it.
We got to get the anteater out of here. All right. Next up on Mystery Animal. Oh, gosh. Hold that thing tight. All right. Rachel, you going?
Hey,
oh, gosh.
All right.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm like hugging
yeah.
myself.
Shane, all right. Here we go. Next up is your new wallet. Just kidding.
Or shoes.
See, is that an alligator?
Just kidding.
That is
yes.
correct.
Just kidding.
You got it right. You got it right.
And man,
I thought.
Hold on.
Take a look at that one, Shane. Look at that.
This is the baby American alligator. And they're found here in Texas up to North Carolina.
Wow.
And they are carnivores. You can check out the teeth right there.
Yeah.
When he gets bigger, his jaw is so strong they can break into turtle shells.
Okay. Well, let's keep it away from the football player. How big will that one get, Rachel?
Females will get about 8 feet and males will get about 11 feet.
That thing's going to be 11 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Shane, wait. Shane's going to put the blindfold
on.
Oh, God. New territory.
The alligator had me rattled.
One more quick one here.
All right, let's go.
On the Houston Zoo, houstonzoo.org. All right, now, be careful, Rachel. That thing looks...
Prepare yourself.
All right, prepare yourself.
Shane's just never coming back.
Never
again. You want to move that way. Don't go
that way. Don't go the other way?
Yeah, don't go the other way.
Go with the grain, Shane. With the grain.
Let's see.
All right, what do you think?
So with the grain, so something's obviously up with the fur.
Yep, yep.
There's a video game named after him.
Really?
Right?
Angry Birds? No.
kind of like a porcupine.
Yeah.
Kind of like a porcupine?
Yeah.
It's a, what is it, Rachel?
It is a lesser hedgehog Madagascar tenrec. And they're kind of like the cousin of the hedgehog
Go
family.
Ahead, Shane, have a look.
Found
I
in Madagascar.
Had that.
Yeah.
Oh, that thing looks cool.
It's
kind of cute, though. Do they make good pets, Rachel?
Is it prickly, Shane? That's
yeah,
why you
it was.
You
don't touch it?
No. I'll just forward
That's why you want to go head down because the spikes, they use that to protect themselves. So they'll
Very cool.
poke it up.
Shane, we have a gift for you, and it's that hedgehog, actually.
Oh, yeah.
No,
the kids will love that.
Here's the gift.
Thank you.
Open
Would you
it
like
now.
Hunting and fishing?
Oh, good.
Yes. It's a...
fishing See, I tie my own flies. Y'all got good taste.
See?
Yeah, it's a shirt for the person behind you so they can see all the flies. Yeah.
Show it to the audience. Okay, there you go.
See that?
Oh, there you go.
And then amazing fishing, incredible fishing stories.
I have some of those. So Shane, the later in the night, the better they get.
To inspire some of your
Do you promise to come
stories?
Back sometime?
I will, no
all
doubt.
Right, thank you. We got them locked up on video. Rachel, thank you so much. Rachel from the Houston Zoo, everybody. Have
thank
a
you.
Hand.
Yeah.
We continue. More coming up on Texans Late Night.
Yeah.